Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 94th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations and the internet. Yes, what a subject. Of course, you know the web has such a huge impact in all sectors of our life, and very few industries haven't been affected by the digital revolution. Are you one of them? If you think about it, right, music, for example, which you can play nonstop and purchase in any digital format now, or if you think about Netflix, you know, all these platforms where you can download and watch whenever you want, how often you want. Maybe you're like me, I love to watch the same series over and over again. We realize how everything is dematerialized and in a non-physical format. Everything is digital. Isn't that crazy? Do you know when was the last time you bought a CD? Yes, music in this plastic format. For me, oh my God, it's been several years. I can't even remember when the last time I bought a CD, and I don't remember which one it is, of course. Which is the last CD that I bought. So for the media, you can imagine the impact has been enormous. And some countries, though, like Australia, finally are just starting to regulate the big GAFA. If you're not familiar with this term, G-A-F-A, GAFA for Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple. They are now, especially Australia, and it's a model that other countries are following because they have put into place some new laws where the GAFA are forced to share revenues and royalties with some media and other platform, which is amazing because you probably know that, like Google and all those big ones, they have been using what are, let's say, local newspaper are producing, paying for, like they're paying news journalists and all that. And they are, of course, broadcasting all those without paying for the longest time, the newspaper or the other networks. Needless to say that these changes will have, I hope, a positive impact and will help our traditional media. Fortunately, many of them have already made the shift to digital, and many major papers have completely stopped printing. So no more paper, because now we can read them online or on your iPad or your computer. That's crazy, huh? If we I don't think I would have guessed that some newspaper would 100% stop printing paper a few years back. And of course, public relations has also had to adapt. And it's fascinating to just go back a few years. And I remember when many brands, not so long ago, not even 5 years ago, they strongly believed that the internet, especially when social media was really more present, Facebook and Instagram, and they were using Facebook ads, they were believing that it would replace public relations, that, you know, public relations would not be relevant anymore, especially when Instagram became so important. Now we're working with Instagrammers, so just to say how important it is now. And some of our clients chose to take their budget and allocated it to create a digital marketing team in-house, which I completely understand. You know, money is, you know, there's an end, and you have sometimes to make difficult choices in your marketing plan. And I know for some of them, it was like, well, let's cut what we're doing with our PR agency. take that money, hire people to create our own digital marketing department, which made sense, but they forgot that nothing replaces PR. Many of them were just simply convinced that PR was going to die of a natural death. Well, I was there. That's not what happened. I survived. So quite the opposite that happened. PR is more relevant now than ever. And it's interesting because some of our clients came back to us right before the pandemic. And after just a few weeks, especially one client of ours didn't mention to his in-house digital marketing team that he wanted to work with us again. So he just made a deal with us. We started a campaign. And I remember some of his team contacting me, hey, what are you doing? So their organic SEO grew so fast, and so they couldn't figure out why, what's happening. And it was because all of a sudden, journalists, magazines, starting to talk about the brand again. And for some of them, it literally exploded during the pandemic. Why? Because so many major players that were, like, let's say, competitors with them had completely stopped communicating. So they had all, all this space for them. So it was really interesting to see, especially during the pandemic, when being local, having a local component in anything you were promoting or that you were launching, it became such a trend, and it still is. Maybe you've heard me say that, and I love to say that being local is the most international trend right now, still after the pandemic, because all countries were promoting their local companies, obviously, to help them survive during the pandemic, of course. And on our end, some reporters said that since they weren't receiving anything from some of the brands that we started to work again with, they were glad to receive information from them. Because why? They thought maybe the brand no longer existed, or maybe it was in trouble. Isn't that interesting? We always forget this. We think that everybody's doing the same thing we're doing, meaning if you are glued on Instagram, that everybody's watching Instagram. It's not true. Many people are not, on their phone all the time. They're not online all the time. So it's important to be visible on all platforms, actually. Why not? Especially with PR. This is what PR allows. It allows you to be visible on different platforms, many platforms. And I know from some client of ours that those who chose to really eliminate public relations from their marketing plan are really sorry about it. They're kicking themselves, really. Because why? Because their competitors who stuck with PR have pulled way ahead. They have their online referral is through the roof. Their SEO is wonderful. They're more recognized. They worked on their brand. So my friends, listeners, if you are one of those brands and you haven't brought public relations back into your marketing plan, well, it's time to act. It's never too late. You can catch up, but you have to start thinking about it sooner than later. And keep in mind that 80% of all our results are digital today. This is why PR is such a powerful tool today, even stronger than ever, because of that. So which means that, let's say, for example, the Elle magazine or the Time, the New York Times, any newspaper is now online. So what's happening with the 20% left? So 80% of all our results are digital. 20% is what I call, the glory, the old standbys, because it's the print, of course. But it's for some brands, it's still very important today. Some people are not online as much as we think. So listen to this. If you do decide to work with a public relation agency, know that it costs the same to talk to all of the online website as much as the magazine and the influencers and the bloggers. It's going to be the same monthly fees. It's very different than publicity. PR isn't like advertising. You've heard me say that. So this is very different. We don't choose the same targets. Let me give you an example. I don't know if you have, if you're familiar with those newspapers that are still distributed in subways or metro station. There's one newspaper called Metro Newspaper. And let's say these magazines want to talk about your high-end spa opening downtown. Why not? You're not going to say, I don't want you to talk and feature my beautiful spa in your newspaper. But of course, if you look at your ad money, it might not be the first place we're going to put your money, ad money. I completely understand that. But you want them to talk about you because it's going to bring you clients for sure. I remember in this situation with a client, and he didn't want to invite the beauty journalist from the Metro newspaper. I said, no, you're wrong. You want that journalist to come and talk about your spa. Maybe you will want to buy publicity in Elle magazine, which makes sense, and not buy right away money in Metro newspaper. Of course, I do understand that. But PR, see how different it is? You want to be everywhere as much as possible. So voilà. So PR and the internet. So know that we are stronger than ever, and you should be including PR in your marketing plan. So I hope you've enjoyed this little PR break in your day. And if you want to know more, please join us on our list. Get on our list. You just need to go on our website, natapr.com. I'm putting all the links, as always, under this episode so you can find anything we do. And hopefully you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.